They listed a box number in the Liberated where you can get the tapes.
Yes, okay.
For the people who are new here today, they would leave their names and addresses with maybe Ken, so that they can be sent over. Ken is back there at the door. Then tapes will be forwarded to you. And let's say it's going to be $3 per person, because it'll be three tapes, and we charge $1 per tape. Is that okay? Everybody got that?
Do we go now?
Well, I don't know. Are we to the end of the questions?
No, now we're to a point where we could have some personal questions.
All right.
We've got a half a tape.
I just want to be sure that you ones know we're not trying to hide from people, that we will make whatever anyone wants available to them. There's been some feelings in the past that, well, you have meetings and we don't ever get to share. Well, if you want to share, you certainly may share. And ones who come to visit with us, we certainly want you to have a memory. We want you to know that it was real in this illusion. Yes, Ed. This is Father. Father Ed Cleary.
The other night, old Henry Page came on CNN again at 6 o'clock. Larry Cable. And during the time they gave off some insipid stuff, what he had to say wasn't even worth repeating. But there was one little item in there that struck my fancy. I'm sure you know the answer to this. King says to Kissy Boy, "We're going to have you on regularly now." And so there's some sort of a deal going on whereby Mr. Kissinger is going to be able to tell all of us what we have to do. I wonder if you had anything to say about that.
That's valid. That's going to happen. You see, he's on the board of directors of CBS. And that way he got to do the weather, and he is a doctor. And he is an authority and an expert. And you need these kinds of authorities and experts to explain these things that are happening. But you notice that he got bashed on 60 Minutes.
Yes, wasn't that great?
And he refused to show up. Guess how he got bashed? He refused to participate. He wanted the right, just like the CIA and Marchetti. I want the right to edit out everything I don't like. In other words, let's not give them any news. Kissinger has not slacked off. Kissinger is still running everything. Don't forget it. He is a dangerous, dangerous man. And he has an ego that will just blow up the globe. And he cannot bear it. He is going to be among the ones to disinform you.
Always.
So you listen to what he specifically centers in on, and you'll know exactly, because you will take the opposite opinion, and you'll be correct. When he says, "We are just trying to make peace in the Middle East, expect war and put on your bonnet." Well, we must make Libya.
Well, it's more like this. We must make Libya.
You talk about a robot. But this one is dangerous. Dangerous.
He is a robot.
Yes, he is. And it didn't improve on the original. Boy, I'm telling you, that downloading just about burned out the circuits. He is not going to get his wings this go round if he doesn't change quick. More interrogation.
I have a question.
I would hear it, John.
We've had the Bank of America come into prominence as one of the major banks. Where is First Interstate going to land?
Why is it?
That's the one that we were kind of recommended to go into in Nevada.
Get out of it now? No. It isn't that bad. It's going to hold steady for a little while. It will eventually be absorbed probably by Bank of America. You can now do business in Carson City with Bank of America and talk to court about it. It probably is time to open another account and then gradually shift it off. They're ones to help you do it.
Another corporation probably.
No, you don't have to. Just okay. Another bank account.
Another bank account. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any difference in opening a bank account in Bank America and Nevada as opposed to Bank America in California?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what you want to accomplish. You will find, as a corporation, it's easier to open an account now in California or Nevada than it is in any other bank. They don't require near the amount of paperwork that any of the other banks require. That's another sign of the eliteness. They've got you. They've got your assets right there. They don't even have to quarrel about them later. That's why you manage well.
Which assets should you be in? Gold? Or what's the best recommended procedure now to protect yourself? Or should we take that up individually?
Well, you better take it up individually. A supply of gold is your best hedge. But remember, they can steal your gold. I still say an investment in the institute, which can hold gold as the collateral and put the money for use.
Don't tell me that, Elton.
All right, we'll do it.
Keep some gold, but they can confiscate it.
I recognize.
And you think that they won't find it? Oberly tell them the story about the buried gold. You don't have to name names.
Right.
Because you're going to know this one. Eventually.
Yes, a gentleman that we are acquainted with who had a home up near Placerville had an ongoing scrap with the Bank of America over the ownership of that home. When he finally lost, he and his wife had stashed two cylinders of cash in the basement. In a dirt basement area that could only be accessed through the home, down through the basement and so forth and into the back. And he went there one day and the receiver had hired some people to babysit the house. A man and wife were there. So he was barred because the locks had been changed and so forth. So he went away and he watched the house for a few days and finally they left. So he beat it down there, bashed open a window and got in and dashed down into the basement area to find that his gold had been his cash had been found
and
those people had taken off. And they were no longer babysitting the house. They headed for the South Seas.
Yeah.
With his $150,000.
So
gold or cash?
Cash. Wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, I was thinking about in terms of metal detectors. They might have used a metal detector.
No, they probably, well, there probably were coins. And maybe some of it was in gold. The point is, you run a risk. There's no perfection. They are good at what they do. They know where to look, no matter what you think. And they can get it. Again, I can only tell you, there is no perfection. They're out to get your assets. All you can do is work within the system as best you can to preserve as much as you can. I want you to remember something. Right now gold is down. It looks like, oh my goodness, if I had to sell, right, why would you sell?
Shouldn't.
Well, but I put some money into the institute and maybe I need it. Maybe I better get it out. I'm not sure about it. All right, if you want to take that loss, you do that. I'm going to repeat something that I've told you over and over and over again. Read what is coming forth right now about Imelda Marcos. The gold stashed in the Philippines is Japanese treasure. And the government would like to get it away from her, but they haven't. The banks made a deal to buy thousands of tons of that gold and ship it to London. The deal was at a base rate of at least $374 an ounce. Know that eventually gold is going to go at least to $374 an ounce. Anything less, it's time to buy. You cannot depend on it dropping out now. Then it looks like probably it will go as a, they are going exactly according to the plan in South Africa, as John Coleman stood right here by me and told you. One day after the elections, they started executing again. They are going to get all of the assets, all of the precious metals, all of everything out of South Africa and kill off the blacks. Now that's as succinctly as I can put it. But for a while, they are going to go through these horrible machinations and pretenses. And so when it works out just right, the price of gold will begin to come up, to allow the world to think prosperity, especially those ones in South Africa, is upon them. It will probably go to $1,000 an ounce. It could go to $5,000 an ounce before they pull the bottom out. And they get it all arranged and they get their clutches on it. Then you can expect this world to go into chaos and collapse, because they will hold the gold. That's when you trade in your papers. Well, then what are you going to do with your gold? I don't know. You're on your own. But remember, it doesn't float. It doesn't fly. And it will hold you right glued to this planet.
Can David Copperfield make it fly?
No. That would be an illusion.
Has this ever happened before in history?
Not exactly like this, but very similar, yes.
Question?
I can tell you how you know. Because there's one hill that has come to the surface, you see, in the Philippines, because that's part of Olmo. And it is carved out inside in the shape of a pyramid. And that marble is so finely polished. And it just sits there and holds gold. And it was not done, you know, by anyone in your centuries. You had no technology with which to do that. So yes, it's happened before.
Commander, sir, not to change the subject, but you were mentioning about pyramids. That pyramid in Egypt, is that a space station or something? What is that? That big pyramid?
No, there's some artifacts there. It's not a space station.
Is it anything particular? There are some people say there's libraries under there and
there are
holes and everything.
Yes, there are.
You were speaking a little while ago about the Melchizedek priesthood. I was wondering what that interaction in the Brotherhoods of God and Brotherhoods of Light, what do they have in the way of cooperating with everything working here on Earth? Or are they?
They're not. There is no cooperation with the Brothers of Light from any of that.
I have a question. Will Russ Perot be protected?
If he asks.
What if he doesn't ask, if he's not aware?
Well, that's his tough luck.
Well, then we won't have any leaders, will we? They're killing them all off.
It's a sad state in your world. I wish I could just tell you, well, yes, I'm going to override everyone and protect Ross Perot. If he invites me out, he won't. He'll invite me in.
Oh, my education.
Well, we don't try to outthink. Sir, you ask a question.
Yes, thank you. I've been researching and looking into and started taking steps to untax myself out of the IRS octopus.
Yes.
From the information you said at the beginning of this meeting, is the timing no good to do this
right
at this point?
Okay. The timing is past for that to be a feasible way.
Thank you.
If you were just going to isolate yourself, that's one thing. You could, it would be of some benefit strictly with the IRS. But you see, they do not intend to honor any of those rules, any of those laws. They have made their own set by which they will work, and it's going to be brute force. And you may or may not be able to extricate yourself from prison or something. There are ways to work around it. I would suggest that just doing it for the sake of taxation is not the proper attitude, ever, because it locks you to a situation where they can accuse you of evasion, and they can entangle you in legal proceedings that will break you. You might as well have paid the taxes. There are other ways of handling privacy, and the shelter system is getting down to where it's just, and pretty soon it will be zilch. They don't intend to leave you with any shelter. That's why your world is like this. I wish I could just say, we'll do this, this, and this, and everything will be perfect ever after. It won't. It will not. They don't intend it. And the plan is on track, a little ahead of schedule. You see, they were able to take out the massive runways to the underground facilities in Australia 2 months early. That means that they no longer need any heavy equipment brought in there that they can't bring in by helicopter. You have to get through the jungle. It's serious time. There's no magic. There's no miracle.
It's very difficult to have this information and not be able to share it with our loved ones, and yet it's impossible to share it almost, because and friends, we give books out and they keep them and don't read them, and you know, we're just continuing to do that. What can we do? Can we have meetings in our home? Would that help?
Well, pick a subject and just say, by the way, did you ever read that? Look, here's something in the paper about Kissinger. Did you ever read that? Because look, it's proving itself to be true. If you go in on the spiritual element of Space Command and the hosts, they have been trained, programmed to immediately say you're crock, or that you're a crackpot and that's a crock. You're going to have to be as smart as a serpent and as peaceful as a dove. You offer, you get them interested on the basis of, look at this. This matches what I read in Spotlight or the Los Angeles Times. Or did you realize that this was put forth in the Wall Street Journal in 1989? Where have we been? If you have a good James Bond reader of Ayn Rand's work, enjoy it. He wrote from exact cases of British intelligence. He had to change the names and do all these sorts of things so that they didn't bump him off. And he could only write like one book every so often because of the agreement he had. Those are true stories. Far out, yes, and embellished, yes, but not very much. Only in little incidents. They have stuff like that. They can loose anthrax on this world today. That's the reason they're concerned about the equipment that just went in to Iran from China and Korea. Those are capable of intercontinental ballistic travel, thrust force by atomic energy, war-headed with anthrax. And it can be pinpointed. That's why you're coming to confrontation. No matter how far out you can think, it's that far out, or you would not be able to think it. And I know you don't like it. And I will continue to listen to you. Say, I don't understand and I can't believe, and because you do believe and you do understand and you know it. And I will be as patient as it requires into infinity to hear you while you try to find balance out of this insanity.
Anton?
Yes.
In regard to some of the suggestions that came in the books that cover finances, like spiral economic disaster and privacy in a fishbowl and you can slay the dragon. I haven't finished that last one, by the way. But you talk about a lot of the aspects of the IRS and taxes. And this gentleman's question a moment ago raises a question on my own part that we've been pulling out of the system for some time, you know, taking steps in that direction. And it's not my intent to raise any flags. However, I'd like as many of our assets to be able to be utilized to serve, and we're going through a growth process as far as that's concerned also. Can you make any suggestions? Would you say that any suggestions would be changed in regard to taxation, for example?
Well, you have a situation where ones are already in trouble with the IRS. That's one situation, and in that instance, the Common Law Service Center, not to be confused with the Constitutional Law Center. They happen to be in the same building, and they were, one is just a business, and the other is supported by us. One would be a way to go to get information from what you do now that I have this unlawful traffic ticket. So how do I fight this charge or this, well, let us say you didn't file. And they send you these nasty letters and say you didn't file and we're going to come and confiscate your world and kill you and all this stuff. What do? You respond to them like you don't understand, and then you get in touch with the Common Law Service Center or court or someone. Court Christie, right here in this village, is the best one to contact, and he can tell you who to call. And you can get his number. He's here. I got crosswise myself with the Common Law Service Center because they continue to push citizenizing, you know, become a sovereign citizen, as does Richard. That's all right, and it depends on your purpose. If that's what you want to do, you go do it. But I have told you from beginning, you must be ready for change because you ask for that information. I can only tell you that that is not your best approach. They will also tell you that, well, if you go into these trusts and we can do it for you and that will protect you, it has a use. But when the boom comes down, my friends, it will not protect you from anything. So You have two situations. One, what will I do to protect myself as best I can? Or how do I deal with that that is behind me? And the best way to begin to get yourself out of their system is begin to set up Nevada corporations where they don't know who owns it, but you have control of it. And you have a perfect paper trail that tells them nothing. And then you can arrange that. And I'm not going to either put it on this tape, but you will. We are going to have to set up something so that more information can get out, because I am going to push this. It's all that you have left. And I don't know how long you will have it left as a tool. But yes, this is a place to get the help, and I insist that we make arrangements so that ones can get the help. And we just came to cross, not cross blows, but I've just had to announce this to the Common Law Service Center. And for Joe Blow in Timbuktu, who just wants to evade his taxes and hoard his resources, then go right ahead and go into trust, go be a citizen, do whatever you want to do. We don't have time to fiddle with it. If you want to serve God and come within the group of God, not the group in Tehachapi, then we will spend whatever amount of time required to help you through it. But just for greedy purposes, we will be happy to set up a corporation for anybody. We know how to do it, and we're going to begin to do it more cheaply than it's being done now, so that more ones can afford more of them, but they have to know how to use them. So we will begin to provide that service. But it took training. Court is now trained. What he doesn't know, we can figure out. I have told the ones, and including the lawyers, get over there and learn the law. You cannot go into a courtroom and say, well, I thought that it was sovereign. A space commander told me it was sovereign. No way! Go over there and find the law that says a corporation in Nevada is a sovereign entity, just like a person. It is a citizen, and it shall be treated as such. They set it up so it would be that way, so they could hide all their goodies. Use it. Keep them small. If you have a lot, have many corporations so that you can use them one with the other. And the reason that I say I'm not interested in ones who just want to be greedy about this is because you're going to have to use the brother approach in some measure. You're going to have to use the ends of your fiscal years like the elite use theirs. Your Westinghouse doesn't pay any taxes. They are proud of the fact they don't pay any taxes. George Bush has a hotel room in Texas as a tax shelter. For goodness sakes, it's law. It's legal. Use it. If Oberlee has a business, and you have a business, and his fiscal year is the end of December, and yours is the end of July, for goodness sakes, let him buy something from you in November. And you hold it, or you do whatever. And then by the end of June, you buy something back from him, and so that you don't have anything. You're absolutely without profit. Everything runs in the hole. Everything can be done through notes and borrowings. I'm telling you, it can be done. It needs absolutely perfect paperwork. And it will stand in any court of law in the land. They will not be able to pierce that veil. But you have to do it right.
We have 2 minutes.
I'm gone.
Thank you, Hatan.
Don't you wish you could come fly with me and David?
Yes. Right.
Hold it in your heart. Aho. Metakia son.
They listed a box number in the library where you can get the tapes.
Yes, okay.
For the people who are new here today, they would leave their names and addresses with maybe Ken, so that they can be sent over. Ken is back there at the door. Then tapes will be forwarded to you. And let's say it's going to be $3 per person, because it'll be three tapes, and we charge $1 per tape. Is that okay? Everybody got that?
Do we go now?
Well, I don't know. We're to the end of the questions.
Now we're to a point where we could have some personal questions.
All right.
We've got a half a tape.
I just want to be sure that you want to know we're not trying to hide from people, that we will make whatever anyone wants available to them. There's been some feelings in the past that, well, you have meetings and we don't ever get to share. Well, if you want to share, you certainly may share. And ones who come to visit with us, we certainly want you to have a memory. We want you to know that it was real, an illusion. Yes, Ed. This is Father. Father Ed Cleary.
The other night, old Henry Page came on CNN again at 6 o'clock. Larry Cage. And during the tapes, they gave off some insipid stuff, but he had to say what he was repeating. But there was one little item in there that struck my fancy. I'm sure you know the answer to this. King says to Kissy Boy, "We're going to have you on regularly now. And so there's some sort of a deal going on whereby Mr. Kissinger is going to be able to tell all of us what we have to do. I wonder if you had anything to say about that."
That's valid. That's going to happen. You see, he's on the board of directors of CBS. And that way he got to do the weather, and he is a doctor, and he is an authority and an expert. And you need these kinds of authorities and experts to explain these things that are happening. But you notice that he got bashed on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, wasn't that great?
And he refused to show up. Guess how he got bashed? He refused to participate. He wanted the right, just like the CIA and Marchetti. I want the right to edit out everything I don't like. In other words, let's not give them any news. Kissinger has not slacked off. Kissinger is still running everything. Don't forget it. He is a dangerous, dangerous man. And he has an ego that will just blow up the globe. And he cannot bear it. He is going to be among the ones to disinform you.
Always.
So you listen to what he specifically centers in on, and you'll know exactly, because you will take the opposite opinion, and you'll be correct. When he says, "We are just trying to make peace in the Middle East, expect war and put on your bonnet." Well, we must make Libya.
Well, it's more like this. We must make Libya.
You talk about a robot. But this one is dangerous. Dangerous.
He is a robot.
Yes, he is. And it didn't improve on the original. Boy, I'm telling you, that downloading just about burned out the circuits. He is not going to get his wings this go round if he doesn't change quick. More interrogation.
I have a question.
I would hear it, John.
We've had the Bank of America come into prominence as one of the major banks. Where is First Interstate going to land?
What is it?
That's the one that we were kind of recommended to go into in Nevada.
Get out of it now? No. It isn't that bad. It's going to hold steady for a little while. It will eventually be absorbed probably by Bank of America. You can now do business in Carson City with Bank of America and talk to court about it.
Very
it probably
good.
Is time to open another account and then gradually shift it off. They're ones to help you do it.
Another corporation probably.
No, you don't have to. Just
okay.
Another bank account.
Another bank account. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any difference in opening a bank account in Bank America in Nevada as opposed to Bank America in California?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you want to accomplish. You will find, as a corporation, it's easier to open an account now in California or Nevada than it is in any other bank. They don't require near the amount of paperwork that any of the other banks require. That's another sign of the eliteness. They've got you. They've got your assets right there. They don't even have to quarrel about them later. That's why you manage well.
Which assets should you be in? Gold? Or what's the best recommended procedure now to protect yourself? Or should we take that up individually?
Well, you better take it up individually. A supply of gold is your best hedge. But remember, they can steal your gold. I still say an investment in the institute which can hold gold as the collateral and put the money for use.
Don't tell me that, Elton.
All right, we'll do it.
Keep some gold, but they can confiscate it.
I recognize.
And you think that they won't find it? Overly tell them the story about the buried gold. You don't have to name names.
Right.
Because you're going to know this one. Eventually.
Yes, a gentleman that we are acquainted with who had a home up near Placerville had an ongoing scrap with the Bank of America over the ownership of that home. When he finally lost, he and his wife had stashed two cylinders of cash in the basement. In a dirt basement area that could only be accessed through the home, down through the basement and so forth and into the back. And he went there one day and the receiver had hired some people to babysit the house. A man and wife were there. So he was barred because the locks had been changed and so forth. So he went away and he watched the house for a few days and finally they left. So he beat it down there, bashed open the window and got in and dashed down into the basement area to find that his gold had been his cash had been found
and
those people had taken off. And they were no longer babysitting the house. They headed for the South Seas.
Yeah.
With his $150,000. So
gold or cash?
Cash. Wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, I was thinking about in terms of metal detectors. They might have used a metal detector.
They probably were coins. And maybe some of it wasn't gold. The point is, you run a risk. There's no perfection. They are good at what they do. They know where to look, no matter what you think. And they can get it. Again, I can only tell you, there is no perfection. They're out to get your assets. All you can do is work within the system as best you can to preserve as much as you can. I want you to remember something. Right now, gold is down. It looks like, oh my goodness, if I had to sell, right, why would you sell?
Shouldn't.
Well, but I put some money into the institute and maybe I need it. Maybe I better get it out. I'm not sure about it. All right, if you want to take that loss, you do that. I'm going to repeat something that I've told you over and over and over again. Read what is coming forth right now about Imelda Marcos. The gold stashed in the Philippines is Japanese treasure. And the government would like to get it away from her, but they haven't. The banks made a deal to buy thousands of tons of that gold and ship it to London. The deal was at a base rate of at least $374 an ounce. Know that eventually gold is going to go at least to $374 an ounce. Anything less, it's time to buy. You cannot depend on it dropping out now. Then it looks like probably it will go as they are going exactly according to the plan in South Africa, as John Coleman stood right here by me and told you. One day after the elections, they started executing again. They are going to get all of the assets, all of the precious metals, all of everything out of South Africa and kill off the blacks. Now that's as succinctly as I can put it. But for a while, they are going to go through these horrible machinations and pretenses. And so when it works out just right, the price of gold will begin to come up, to allow the world to think prosperity, especially those ones in South Africa, is upon them. It will probably go to $1,000 an ounce. It could go to $5,000 an ounce before they pull the bottom out. And they get it all arranged and they get the clutches on it. Then you can expect this world to go into chaos and collapse, because they will hold the gold. That's when you trade in your papers. Well, then what are you going to do with your gold? I don't know. You're on your own. But remember, it doesn't float. It doesn't fly. And it will hold you right glued to this planet.
Can David Copperfield make it fly?
No. That would be an illusion.
Has this ever happened before in history?
Not exactly like this, but very similar, yes.
Question?
I can tell you how you know. Because there's one hill that has come to the surface, you see, in the Philippines, because that's part of Olmo. And it is carved out inside in the shape of a pyramid. And that marble is so finely polished. And it just sits there and holds gold. And it was not done, you know, by anyone in your centuries. You had no technology with which to do that. So, yes, it's happened before.
Commander? Sir? Not to change the subject, but you were mentioning about pyramids. That pyramid in Egypt, is that a space station or something? What is that? That big pyramid?
No, there are some artifacts there. It's not a space station.
Is it anything particular? There are some people say there's libraries under there and there are holes and everything.
Yes, there are.
You were speaking a little while ago about the Melchizedek priesthood. I was wondering what that interaction in the Brotherhoods of God and Brotherhoods of Light, what do they have in the way of cooperating with everything working here on Earth? Or are they?
They're not. There is no cooperation with the Brothers of Light from any of that.
I have a question. Will Russ Perot be protected?
If he asks.
What if he doesn't ask, if he's not aware?
Well, that's his tough luck.
Well, then we won't have any leaders, will we? They're killing them all off.
It's a sad state in your world. I wish I could just tell you, well, yes, I'm going to override everyone and protect Ross Perot. If he invites me out, he won't. He'll invite me in.
Oh, my educated.
Well, we don't try to outthink. Sir, you ask a question.
Yes, thank you. I've been researching and looking into and started taking steps to untax myself out of the IRS octopus.
Yes.
From the information you said at the beginning of this meeting, is the timing no good to do this
right
at this point?
Okay. The timing is past for that to be a feasible way.
Thank you.
If you were just going to isolate yourself, that's one thing. You could, it would be of some benefit, strictly with the IRS. But you see, they do not intend to honor any of those rules, any of those laws. They have made their own set by which they will work, and it's going to be brute force. And you may or may not be able to extricate yourself from prison or something. There are ways to work around it. I would suggest that just doing it for the sake of taxation is not the proper attitude, ever, because it locks you to a situation where they can accuse you of evasion. And they can entangle you in legal proceedings that will break you. You might as well have paid the taxes. There are other ways of handling privacy. And the shelter system is getting down to where it's just, and pretty soon it will be zilch. They don't intend to leave you with any shelter. That's why your world is like this. I wish I could just say, we'll do this, this, and this, and everything will be perfect ever after. It won't. It will not. They don't intend it. And the plan is on track, a little ahead of schedule. You see, they were able to take out the massive runways to the underground facilities in Australia 2 months early. That means that they no longer need any heavy equipment brought in there that they can't bring in by helicopter. You have to get through the jungle. It's serious time. There's no magic. There's no miracle.
It's very difficult to have this information and not be able to share it with our loved ones, and yet it's impossible to share it almost because and friends, we give books out and they keep them and don't read them, and you know, we're just continuing to do that. What can we do? Can we have meetings in our home? Would that help?
Well, pick a subject and just say, by the way, did you ever read that? Look, here's something in the paper about Kissinger. Did you ever read that? Because look, it's proving itself to be true. If you go in on the spiritual element of Space Command and the hosts, they have been trained, programmed to immediately say you're crock, or that you're a crackpot and that's a crock. You're going to have to be as smart as a serpent and as peaceful as a dove. You offer, you get them interested on the basis of, look at this. This matches what I read in Spotlight or the Los Angeles Times. Or or did you realize that this was put forth in the Wall Street Journal in 1989? Where have we been? If you have a good James Bond reader of Ayn Rand's work, enjoy it. He wrote from exact cases of British intelligence. He had to change the names and do all these sorts of things so that they didn't bump him off. And he could only write like one book every so often because of the agreement he had. Those are true stories. Far out, yes, and embellished, yes, but not very much. Only in little incidents. They have stuff like that. They can loose anthrax on this world today. That's the reason they're concerned about the equipment that just went in to Iran from China and Korea. Those are capable of intercontinental ballistic travel, thrust force by atomic energy, warheaded with anthrax. And it can be pinpointed. That's why you're coming to confrontation. No matter how far out you can think, it's that far out, or you would not be able to think it. And I know you don't like it. And I will continue to listen to you. Say, I don't understand and I can't believe, and because you do believe and you do understand and you know it. And I will be as patient as it requires into infinity to hear you while you try to find balance out of this insanity.
Anton?
Yes.
In regard to some of the suggestions that came in the book that cover finances like spiral economic disaster and privacy in a fishbowl and you can slay the dragon. I haven't finished that last one, by the way. But you talk about a lot of the aspects of the IRS and taxes. And this gentleman's question a moment ago raises a question on my own part that we've been pulling out of the system for some time, you know, taking steps in that direction, and it's not my intent to raise any flags. However, I'd like as many of our assets to be able to be utilized to serve, and we're going through a growth process as far as that's concerned also. Can you make any suggestions? Would you say that any suggestions would be changed in regard to taxation, for example?
Well, you have a situation where ones are already in trouble with the IRS. That's one situation. And in that instance, the Common Law Service Center, not to be confused with the Constitutional Law Center, they happen to be in the same building, and they were, one is just a business, and the other is supported by us. One would be a way to go to get information from what you do now that I have this unlawful traffic ticket to how do I fight this charge or this, well, let us say you didn't file. And they send you these nasty letters and say you didn't file and we're going to come and confiscate your world and kill you and all this stuff. What do? You respond to them like you don't understand, and then you get in touch with the Common Law Service Center or court or someone. Court Christie, right here in this village, is the best one to contact, and he can tell you who to call. And you can get his number. He's here. I got crosswise myself with the Common Law Service Center because they continue to push citizenizing, you know, become a sovereign citizen, as does Richard. That's all right, and it depends on your purpose. If that's what you want to do, you go do it. But I have told you from beginning, you must be ready for change. because you ask for that information. I can only tell you that that is not your best approach. They will also tell you that, well, if you go into these trusts, and we can do it for you, and that will protect you. It has a use. But when the boom comes down, my friends, it will not protect you from anything. So you have two situations. One, what will I do to protect myself as best I can? Or how do I deal with that that is behind me? And the best way to begin to get yourself out of their system is begin to set up Nevada corporations where they don't know who owns it, but you have control of it. And you have a perfect paper trail that tells them nothing. And then you can arrange that. And I'm not going to either put it on this tape, but we are going to have to set up something so that more information can get out, because I am going to push this. It's all that you have left. And I don't know how long you will have it left as a tool. But yes, this is a place to get the help, and I insist that we make arrangements so that ones can get the help. And we just came to not cross blows, but I've just had to announce this to the Common Law Service Center. And for Joe Blow in Timbuktu, who just wants to evade his taxes and hoard his resources, then go right ahead and go into trust, go be a citizen, do whatever you want to do. We don't have time to fiddle with it. If you want to serve God and come within the group of God, not the group in Tehachapi, then we will spend whatever amount of time required to help you through it. But just for greedy purposes, we will be happy to set up a corporation for anybody. We know how to do it, and we're going to begin to do it more cheaply than it's being done now, so that more ones can afford more of them, but they have to know how to use them. So we will begin to provide that service. But it took training. Court is now trained. What he doesn't know, we can figure out. I have told the ones, and including the lawyers, get over there and learn the law. You cannot go into a courtroom and say, well, I thought that it was sovereign. A space commander told me it was sovereign. No way! Go over there and find the law that says a corporation in Nevada is a sovereign entity, just like a person. It is a citizen, and it shall be treated as such. They set it up so it would be that way, so they could hide all their goodies. Use it. Keep them small. If you have a lot, have many corporations so that you can use them one with the other. And the reason that I say I'm not interested in ones who just want to be greedy about this is because you're going to have to use the brother approach in some measure. You're going to have to use the ends of your fiscal years like the elite use theirs. Your Westinghouse doesn't pay any taxes. They are proud of the fact they don't pay any taxes. George Bush has a hotel room in Texas as a tax shelter. For goodness sakes, it's law. It's legal. Use it. If Oberle has a business and you have a business and his fiscal year is the end of December and yours is the end of July, for goodness sakes, let him buy something from you in November. And you hold it. Or you do whatever. And then by the end of June, you buy something back from him, and so that you don't have anything. You're absolutely without profit. Everything runs in the hole. Everything can be done through notes and borrowings. I'm telling you, it can be done. It needs absolutely perfect paperwork. And it will stand in any court of law in the land. They will not be able to pierce that veil. But you have to do it right.
We have 2 minutes.
I'm gone.
Thank you, Todd.
Don't you wish you could come fly with me and David?
Yes. Right.
Hold it in your heart.
Let's go.
Aho. Me talk your song.